Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhasachi Bhattacharya. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said one of India's key diplomatic objectives is to ensure favorable energy environment for coming decades. Speaking at a media event in Mumbai yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar said after decades of hearing the virtues of globalization, the world today is grappling with the reality of industrial policies, export controls and tariff wars. He said India as the world's fifth largest economy must develop a broad and diverse set of energy relationships. The External Affairs Minister said the idea of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas also applies to the country's foreign policy, adding that India is among the few that can simultaneously engage with Russia and Ukraine, Israel and Iran, the Democratic West and the Global South, and the BRICS and the Kuwait countries. The Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh has announced the launch of several outreach programs on Vijay Dashami this year aimed at encouraging social participation as it completes 100 years of its formation. Briefing media persons on the conclusion of three-day national meet of Akhil Bharatiya Pratinidhi Sabha of the Sangh in Bengaluru today, RSS General Secretary Dattatreya Hosbale said there will be no formal celebration. However, various outreach programs will be launched on the Foundation Day of RSS this year. The centre has withdrawn 20% duty on onion export, effective from 1st of April. The Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Ministry said this will ensure remunerative prices to farmers while maintaining affordability of onion to the consumers at a crucial juncture. The National Testing Agency has extended the submission deadline for the online application forms of Common University Entrance Test, Kuwait Undergraduate 2025 till tomorrow. In a press release, the NTA announced that the deadline for submitting examination fees has been revised to 25th of March, while the correction window will be open from 26th to 28th of this month, allowing modifications to specific fields. The nation is paying homage to great revolutionaries of Indian freedom struggle. Shahid-e-Azam Bhagat Singh, Shivaram Rajguru and Sukhdev Thapar, who were executed at the Central Jail in Lahore on this day in 1931. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to legendary freedom fighters on Martyrs' Day today. In a video message shared on social media platforms, Mr. Modi recalled their fearless pursuit of freedom and justice will continue to inspire people of the country. A large number of people are visiting the National Martyrs Memorial at Husainiwala in Punjab to pay homage to the great freedom fighters. Haryana Sports Minister Gaurav Gautam flagged off a rally at Palwal on Martyrs Day. The nation is remembering the great freedom fighter Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia on his birth anniversary today. Dr. Lohia, a socialist political leader, was born on this day in 1910 at Akbarpur in Uttar Pradesh. Paying tribute to the veteran leader, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a social media post described Dr. Lohia as a visionary leader, a fierce freedom fighter and an icon of social justice who dedicated his life to empowering the underprivileged and building a strong India. Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has said to make the Fit India movement a success, the people in the country must include regular exercise and cycling in their daily routine. The minister was speaking after participating in the nationwide Fit India Sundays on Cycle campaign at Lucknow this morning. At the Khelo India Paragames, shooting competitors are being held. Competitions are being held at the Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in New Delhi today. In the 10-meter air rifle prone mixed SH1 category, Sagar Balasaheb Katale clinched the gold medal, while Mona Agarwal secured silver and Deepak Saini claimed the bronze medal. Indian basketball team has qualified for FIBA Men's Asia Cup 2025 after registering a thrilling win over host Bahrain 81-77 in their final match at qualifiers in Manama last night. India will now travel to Jeddah, Saudi Arabia for FIBA Asia Cup to be held from 5th to 17th of August this year. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.